Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In our last talk, we said that the stage was almost set for Isaac's birth, but not quite. What more had to be done? This is a very delicate but very important topic, circumcision. I'll simply read what the Lord said, quote, "Every male child among you shall be circumcised, and you shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskins, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you." Genesis 17, verses 10 and 11. God concludes, quote, "My covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant," verse 13, and warns that any Jewish male unwilling to do this was himself to be, quote, "cut off from his people," end quote. Obviously, the Lord considered this a very serious matter. We won't go into details, but clearly, they were to always remember that God has the power to create life, not men. Therefore, that life belongs to him. But more. See Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 16. God would teach them that this was a sign of their being cut off from sinful practices and separated to him in their hearts, the way this sign is used in the New Testament. The Apostle Paul, himself a circumcised Jew, states, quote, "He is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit." That's Romans 2, verses 28 and 29. And to all followers of Christ, whether Jews or Gentiles, he explains in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 11, quote, "In him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ." God help us to live purely in an increasingly filthy world. How crucial that we separate ourselves from all that dishonors Christ. Our fellowship with God depends on it. In other words, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 17, "Be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you."
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.